And now this is a dictation for Lauren, L-O-R-I-N, Cook, C-O-O-K, February 738, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, by 531914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up Mr. Cook, chronic kidney disease, diabetic hypertension, last visit in June. Did have COVID in October, did not require hospital admission, wife was also affected. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bloody, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Is overweight and hard of hearing. Minor edema, doing low salt, denied chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Want to highlight vitamin D125. Medication for prostate, cholesterol, blood pressure, Norvasc, metoprolol. No anti-inflammatory agents. Has been on short long-acting insulin. Next paragraph, and blood pressure 130/370 by nurse, weight 194, loud aortic systolic murmur, some radiation to carotid arteries, lungs are clear, no JBD, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness, no major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, November creatinine 1.97, which is baseline, GFR 33 stage 3B, sodium potassium normal, my metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 13.1. Prior echo is from 2021. Moderate aortic stenosis with preserved ejection fraction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic. Probably related to diabetes and hypertension. Next number, diabetes, hypertension, continued treatment. Next number, enlargement of the prostate on treatment without evidence of infection, bleeding, or urinary retention. Next number, prior paralysis of high potassium for what lisinopril was discontinued. Next number, prior secondary hyperparathyroidism, continue vitamin D125. Next number, prior stroke. Clinically stable. Next number, aortic valve disease, clinically stable. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.